Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Then you should try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 160 clubs on SoRare. That is SoRare.com. I am Andrew Laird, senior soccer editor of RotoWire, joined on this Friday, September 17th, by Jordan Cooper to talk about Saturday's Premier League slate. Jordan, I'll be honest, I had a lot of fun losing a lot of money in Champions League this week.
I had one good slide. First one was bad. Second one was fine.
Oh, I went the other way. I was good on Tuesday and terrible on Wednesday.
Oh, I mean, I still made money even with Messi and Neymar not coming close to outscoring Sebastian Haller by himself. And Christian Nkunku is a big underdog. But that's what Champions League is, right? You're going to see a ton of goals and who knows what the hell is going to happen.
I don't want to say it makes Premier League boring, but there feels like there's some sanity to the Premier League that if I win or lose, I'm like, okay, I see like what happened. And in Champions League, I'm just like, I don't know what happened. I just didn't score nearly enough points. And that was it.
Right. Well, also in Champions League, a lot of times you can't even predict what the starting 11s are going to be. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there going like, I hope Nuno Santos is in, and then, oh, he's in. And then he scores 4 points. So it doesn't even matter. Right. You play, you go, oh, Sporting Lisbon is so underpriced. And well, actually, they're not, because they're going to lose 5-1.
They're grossly overpriced.
Right.
Idiots. I don't know who would ever want to play those guys. But anyway, we are here to talk about Saturday's Premier League slate. The sanity of this Premier League is back. We've got a 4-game slate, which is not so bad, better than what we've had last year. Obviously, all of the games are starting at the same time. But we have two massive favorites, and I'm interested to hear where you're going with this, because I am not sure how much I want to play of either of them. Obviously, I'll have some exposure, but I'm not looking to stack either one of them.
It seems like this is the type of slate where you could put together what looks like a good cash lineup and then lose by 40 points.
But do you think you'd lose by 40 points to good cash lineups or to bad ones?
I don't know. That's the problem with the slate. Yeah. I think this slate is iffy on analyzing it, because the two teams that are the biggest favorites, will go through Man City -633 at home to Southampton with a 3.5 total. Liverpool -473 at home to Crystal Palace with a 3.25 total. Then we have Arsenal as a +101 away favorite to Burnley, 2.5 total. And then Norwich +122 home favorite against Watford with a 2.25 total. The thing is that Liverpool and Man City just played on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So as far as squad rotation, we have to think that we may not get the regular starters in all the positions. It's quite possible. I mean, it's possible that Salah sits. Yep. It's quite possible that the fullbacks are rotated. Maybe we don't see TAA. Maybe we see Tsimikas instead of Robertson. Mm-hmm. And on the Man City side, I mean, Gundogan didn't start the Champions League game. De Bruyne is in. Maybe Grealish has started all the games. Maybe they give him a rest. Right? They play Jesus. Maybe they play Jesus on the wing. Maybe Sterling is in. I mean, even from a set piece taking perspective, we're not even that sure about what these lineups are going to be. I think the only lineups that we're more sure about are the other two games, right? The games where they didn't have to play on Wednesday.
Yeah. So the two things that I felt about this slate when I made, when I was basically trying to make lineups was, I think no matter what happens on this slate, there's a good chance that the correct process and build will get slaughtered. That this is like a very good slate for people who are not great at daily fantasy soccer, because the Man City Liverpool thing can just blow everything up, and that there you're going to see cash lineups in double ups and head to heads that you're just like, I would have never played that. And over, you know, a million slates, this thing loses 900,000 times, but this is the slate we all get killed. However, my other thought was like, because we don't know the Man City and Liverpool lineups, and I mean, obviously we'll know them before lock, but like, because there's so little, it's that hour that we're going to have. You and I continue to say, and you've said this for years, like that hour continues to be like how you handle that hour is the edge in daily fantasy soccer. And that right, that's
why I don't mind going on this podcast.
Right.
And going through, it's like most of the time, whatever we talk about, there's going to be one or two surprises mm-hmm. that may change the entire thing. We had last week with Danny Rose at 2,500 that we didn't even predict he was even going to be in the lineup. And that right. like changes the entire construction mm-hmm. of what you're going to do. And it could happen on this slate. But I mean, my natural inclination, if you took goals off the slate, right? Mm-hmm. That whole thing, it's quite possible I have no Man City players in my lineup. I mean, like it's quite possible I only have one Liverpool player in my lineup.
Yeah.
Right. And it turns out that I have more Arsenal and more Norwich than I have of anyone else. But that just screams as like if these games have 3.5 totals and goals get scored, like where am I getting those points? Because someone's gonna have someone in that game. Like, so for GPP, yeah, I think this is a great GPP slate, but for cash, it could be nerve-wracking because, like, let's start at the forward position. I feel most comfortable playing, assuming he starts, playing Nicolas Pepe from Arsenal at 8,700 with a near monopoly of set pieces against Burnley, who are a more defensive team. But at 8,700, you're forgoing, like, all of the goal scorers on the slate. I mean, like Salah's minus 200. All these Liverpool and Man City forwards. Like, if we look at the RotoWire cheat sheet, which you can get if you're a RotoWire subscriber, which is really cheap. I don't know why you wouldn't. So RotoWire.com/soccer trial. You could probably 10 days credit card free, right?
Right.
And a cheat sheet won't tell you the picks. Like, that's not what it is, even though Ryan writes an article. But I like looking at the, you know, basically all the set piece takers, all the goal scoring odds, all the, you know, the odds report, clean sheet percentage, you know, implied goals, you know, that type of thing. And you also have the players per 90 stats. If you want to look at that, it'll give you the yellow and green dots to show you who's in. But Salah minus 210, Jesus minus 125, Mane minus 105, Sterling 105. Jota plus 125, and like we go down to Pepe, who's plus 200, and he's more expensive than most of the players that we just mentioned. But from a floor perspective, like I expect Arsenal to you know have most of the possession in this game, which will lead to more you know open play value as well as set piece opportunities. I mean, I don't trust Arsenal as a team overall. But if you're going to tell me that Pepe plays 90 against Burnley, like who says that? I mean, can I get 12 to 15 points out of him?
Yeah. So everything that you said is where I was going so when I went through my lineup at first, I was like, all right, I'll play Pepe. He's a little more expensive, but like set pieces against Burnley, and apologies for those who are listening on YouTube or listening to the podcast on YouTube, we have the cheat sheet up. So like Burnley just concede like a ton of stats. Like this is the way they play. They just like take pressure. And so you can rack up a lot of peripheral points, which only works for Pepe. But I looked at my cash lineup, and we'll get to the cheaper guys in a second, but I was like, okay, this is a slate with Man City and Liverpool. And if you, I think you could play three forwards on this slate in cash. And so if I, other than Pepe, I'm like, Man City's on this slate as a giant favorite. Liverpool's got, on this slate and a giant favorite. And I have two forwards from the Watford Norwich game.
Right, right. Your two forward spots are taken up by neither of those teams.
Right, right.
Right? Because let's get to that. Because we'll skip. I mean, obviously, we have all these Man City and Liverpool pieces. Well, obviously, we're talking about cash games first, and then we'll talk about GPPs. But like from a dinky do perspective, like if you're gonna, you could do the dinky do on this slate. And I think the dinky do is Emmanuel Dennis and Milos Rajiska. Because Dennis has a split of set pieces for Watford. Rajiska has a majority for Watford, depending if Billy Gilmore or Zolis is in. But like even if Rajiska's not in, I'd play Zolis at 5,300 as a kind of a punt forward.
Yep.
So like, and Dennis at 5,800. But the problem comes in is that from a ceiling perspective, like there are $3,500 midfielders that I could play that have if Dennis and Rajiska get like 7 points, like I'm probably on this type of slate, if goals get scored, I'd much rather have some $3,500 midfielder with 5 points and a forward that scored a goal or got an assist or something like that. So I may in cash games, I'm thinking, obviously, we'll need to know what these lineups are when they come out for Liverpool and Man City, of making more of a Luis Pacheco cash with flair type of lineup, because it just feels like playing Dennis and Rashishka and Pepe in a cash lineup just screams that that there's so many ways for me to get run down by so many players that do I need to prioritize. Especially do I need to have two guys from the Norwich Watford game? Can I just play one of them? Do I need to play Pepe? Can I play Saka instead of Pepe at 7,100? Save some money and then be able to play, you know, a Man City, a Liverpool. I think Liverpool were most likely for cash talking about the defenders than anything else. But for Man City, like playing someone from there. But the thing is with the Man City guys, is that their squad is so deep that like no one is safe for 90, no matter what. So someone could come on for anyone at any time, and their set piece situation could be all over the place. We saw this past game, Grealish is taking all the corners, and KDB is sitting there doing, and KDB plays deep as it is, and you're sitting there going, is KDB worth 10-2 anymore? Right. But that also was a lineup without Ilkay Gundogan.
Yep.
So now let's say the starting lineup is Grealish and Gundogan. Well, is Gundogan just going to come back and take all the set pieces? Now let's say it's a lineup with KDB and Gundogan. Well, is KDB going to get, right? You're shruggy, little ASCII little shruggy guy. So that's why I look at like from a cash game perspective, like it at these prices, is any of these Man City guys worth it when you're not sure? Wouldn't you just rather it just all be spread out and just like, yeah, you can take one of them, but you never know which one it is. So you'd much more, I think if you're going to pay up even, I think there's more certainty on Liverpool than Man City, let alone the other team, let alone Arsenal, Norwich and Watford, that like, it's quite possible I build a cash lineup that has no Man City in it.
Yeah. So I don't think you're actually building a cash lineup with flair. Like I think what the flair is usually guys who are not set piece takers, but still like score points well. And it's not necessarily goal upside, but like we literally just need the Man City or Liverpool goal donkey. Like if they obviously don't have one, but like
Jordan Henderson, Rodri, we could play, you know, one of those types.
Well, one of those, sure. But I'm just saying like, I think we're really, like when it comes down to it, any Liverpool or Man City guy that we want, that we end up playing, is for a goal. Like no other reason. We can try to justify like, oh, well, Mahrez's floor because he shoots and treat. Like really the only reason we're playing them is because we're scared that a goal will run us down. And so we're like, let me just play that goal. But I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure. I'm like, we need, like, I am starting to side more on the just run me down, because if they don't score, then we're okay.
Well, also, if they score three goals and it's all spread around, it's not going to matter. Most likely, you're not going to be competing against people that have two or three of these guys. So, like you could make up a goal in other places. So, but it's weird for me to say that if I'm quote scared of anyone, it would be Salah,
right,
at 10-8, because I think it's more likely that someone will play the -210 goal scoring odds player in a more condensed, you know, attack than a Man City player. Then, like, I almost don't mind. It's weird for me to say, I don't mind if the lineup comes out and KDB is in and I don't play him. I'm not all that scared about KDB as much as the forward eligible. Like, I almost am more scared of Salah than KDB.
Yeah, I think realistically, the only Liverpool guys we're really considering are Salah, TAA, and Robertson. And it's, and in terms of, like, non-cash, like, traditional cash guys, it's really just Salah. And
well, what happens if Salah's not in? Would Mane enter the conversation?
No, like, I don't think so. I think if Salah is out, like, you're not going to go play Mane. You're not going to play Jota. I think if that happens, you're almost just forcing yourself closer to Man City. And then I don't think there's a situation where you're playing Jesus in cash.
Like, I think there is. I absolutely think there is.
I think you'll end up wanting to play anyone else. Like, I think you're more likely
to play Pepe if I'm not already playing Pepe. Right. I mean, like, you just.
But I'm saying, like, Jesus is probably the last guy that you play from Man City. It's Mahrez, Sterling, even. Like, it's, I don't know. I just don't see Jesus being the reason that you lose cash games.
If Ferran Torres is starting up top and Jesus is on the wing, like, I don't mind. I think Jesus has a higher floor than people think. But none of them have high floors. I mean, like, he just gets the floor like Bernardo Silva has. I mean, like, it's not like, right, it's not like he's going to be crossing 14 times from outside or anything. Just that obviously I like him wide more than anything else. But just to put things out of the way, we're not considering guys like Dwight McNeil.
No.
At 8,000.
At 8,000, yeah, no.
How about Ismaili Sarr at 7,900?
Sarr is one that I looked at, but, like, I don't know how you justify paying 79 for him when you could pay 58 for Dennis.
Well, Sarr has much, much higher upside, obviously.
But if I'm concerned about upside, I'm not going to play a guy from Watford, Norwich.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So since we're rolling through cash games first, this is the new format. Let's skip over to midfield and defend, like, the rest of the positions, and then we'll talk about GPPs.
Yep.
It seems like one of these slates again that, like, midfield sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's, usually,
it's, but, I don't think KDB is a must at all.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm, like, already ashamed to say this. If KDB is out, I think I play Gundogan.
At 7,800. Well, only because midfield sucks. Is it? Would you rather play Gundogan at 7,800 and fill a midfield spot, or TAA for 9,000 and fill the defender spot?
I think the Robertson gives me an out with TAA.
No, and I'm saying, let's say you already have Roberts. Let's say you just had to decide.
Oh,
like, but if you fill defender spots with TAA and Robertson, like, you're more likely to go down at a midfield position. And you may have to go down twice at a midfield position. Would you rather go down at midfield or defender on this slate? Me personally, I prefer the lower midfielders than the lower defenders.
Yeah, Ryan's not here to put Billy Gilmore out there for us to play. But
right, well, I was going to go down to Billy Gilmore, but I just think that the defender spots, like, outside of the Liverpool defenders, the floors just drop off a shelf. Like, are you going to play Tierney at 5,100? I'd play him over a $5,100 midfielder.
Right.
That's about it.
I think Tierney is in play for cash.
But you're not playing the Burnley defenders, Lowton and Taylor. I mean, it's just like Danny Rose is 3,700. That's not the same as being 2,500.
Yep, that's correct.
Like, to me, Danny Rose at 3,700 would be like a utility position play rather than play a midfielder at that price, but he wouldn't be a primary defender play.
That's fair.
Like, that's the problem that I have. It's like, I look at the midfield slot, and it seems like I'm more likely to either play like Grealish, depending on the Man City lineup, play Gundogan, depending on the Man City lineup, or I'm playing a forward-eligible player in a midfield spot, or I'm going like all the way down. I'm going all the way down to a Gilmore. I'm going down to a Partey or Lokonga for Arsenal. Going down to Jiraj Kuchka for Watford at 30, or a Tebow or one of those guys. Like it just seems like anyone that's at like 3,500 is about the same as anyone at 5,000. So like, why am I doing, assuming that I'm playing like Rzeszka in a forward spot, obviously.
But are you even playing any of the $5,000 midfielders ahead of Dennis or Rzeszka?
No.
Right. Like, I think we're going to see those two and Pepe in a lot of lineups.
Yeah, and then hope Man City and Liverpool don't have a ton of goals. Or they come through their defenders. You don't want to mind that.
Right.
I got bailed out with the TAA own goal because I didn't have him in cash. Right. Then I would have lost. Then I would have lost 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I didn't have TAA either. Yeah, let me put this one. Would you rather play Kevin De Bruyne at 20,000 or Connor Gallagher at 6,800 against Liverpool?
Well, just for salary purpose, I'll play Connor Gallagher. I mean, that's
6,800.
I'm not going to spend 20,000 on a player. Obviously, not gonna
do that. Come on.
How about James Ward-Prowse, 6,500 against Man City? Right, no, you thanks. Can't do. Ashley Westwood, 6,100 against Arsenal. I mean, that seems, compared to the other two, that actually seems reasonable.
That actually, yeah, I was going to say, that actually seems okay.
Right.
But no, I'm not playing him.
No, me neither. Is there anything in defender then other than I mentioned that is like playable in cash games? Are you going to pay up for the Norwich, the 3,900, 4,300 for the Norwich fullbacks? It seems like, why am I wasting a spot on them?
I think the only one, and he's not even guaranteed, like if Cedric started at 3,200, like that's, you do that. That kind of seems like a kind of a free one.
Tomiyasu is not a fullback, by the way. I know he's listed as one. He's 4,000 for Arsenal. They play like a pseudo back three, like Tierney just gets forward. So if he's listed as, he's 4,000, so I don't think you play him regardless. But I know in the last slate, a lot of people played him, and I think they thought he was.
Yeah,
fullback.
He's not attacking like Tierney is.
Right.
They go up Tierney's side more. But yeah, I think those guys are fine. But I think you're ultimately taking one of TAA and Robertson, and there are paths where you could play both. I don't think that's optimal though.
At goalkeeper. If you're not going to play any Man City players in your cash lineup, do you just play McCarthy?
I guess.
Or do you do the opposite and say, because I have no Man City players in my lineup, I play Ederson for the block?
Yeah, no, I think that's reasonable.
Because most likely lineups that have Man City players can't spend up for Ederson.
Yep.
So if the Man City scores three goals and wins, at least you're probably getting a goal's worth of points out of the goalkeeper slot.
I mean, the same applies to Alisson, right? I mean,
right, but at least you're most likely going to have a Liverpool player. You're going to have one or two of their defenders. I mean, you're going to probably have someone there.
So wouldn't it be better to play Alisson then?
Like, no, well, that's Robert. More. It makes it more variant. I mean, in GPPs, oh, okay. Yes.
If you're scared
about KDB or Grealish or any of the Man City players, you say, well, I'm going to just play Ederson. And if one of them scores a goal, I'm most likely Ederson probably gets a win clean sheet or something, and you're good.
Yep, that's fair.
GPPs, you want me to tell you who I'm going to be playing the most of in GPPs?
Before you do, do you love sports collectibles or fantasy sports? Because SoRare is blending them together to create an entirely new gaming experience. So Rare cards are officially licensed NFTs from over 160 clubs, including Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, and Liverpool, and built on Ethereum. You truly own your collectibles, and you can use them to win rewards such as new cards or ETH. Join SoRare and connect with your favorite teams, live the game with passion, and earn weekly prizes.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So what's the GPP answer?
Okay. We have a game. We have a slate with a ton of goals, right? Liverpool, Man City. Who has the sixth highest anytime goal scoring odds on the slate? Because we have Salah, we have Jesus, we have Mane, we have Sterling, we have Jota. Who comes after that?
Aubameyang?
Aubameyang's close, but this guy actually, Aubameyang is plus 135. This guy is plus 130.
Oh, Lacazette?
No.
He's not going to start, though. I don't know who
is. I like the way you're either playing along, not looking at the cheat sheet.
I'm not looking at the cheat
sheet. Or you're not looking. Okay, you're doing it legitimately.
No, yeah, this is pure guessing. Yeah.
Right. Plus 130. $5,600 forward. Timu Pukki.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you argue against that when he's 5,600 and his goal scoring odds, even compared to like Diego Jota, is not much different, right? Sterling is plus 105. Aubameyang is plus 135. De Bruyne is plus 160. Grealish is plus 160. Gundogan plus 185. Like, why wouldn't I be playing Pukki? Why wouldn't I be playing a Pukki-Ruzicka lineup?
You're right.
Here's another one for you. Okay, because this is what I use the cheat sheet for. I'm kind of selling the cheat sheet. Obviously, you could go on sports books and find anytime goal scoring odds, but I like the fact that everything is all in one place.
Yeah, if you have the extra hour to put all these together, then go nuts.
Right, then do it. Sure. Assuming he starts, plus 220 goal scoring odds. Ashley Barnes, 4,900. For GPPs, I think a lot of times the goal in GPPs is to find cheap goals.
Yep.
So you can match someone's score. If Salah scores one, you get another one for half the price, right? And then build your lineup around there. So like Chris Wood is higher for Burnley, plus 175, but he's 6,900. So like, but
realistically, they have the same odds to score. Like, if you're projecting that out, their odds to score are basically the same.
Right, but one's 2,000 cheaper.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why Barnes makes so much more sense.
Right, but I think at 7,700, I think Aubameyang is going to be the lone guy. Like, either people are going to be playing Pepe, or they're going to be playing Liverpool and Man City players.
Yeah.
That, like, Aubameyang or Lacazette, depending on who starts up top, will be like the odd man out up there. Or you just try to get the Liverpool and Man City games right. Maybe this could be a GPP slate where you decide to just go for one team. Instead of trying, like, you see Liverpool and Man City, and you go, well, I'm going to try to get the goals from both games. go, no, why don't you just play five guys from one of those two games
right.
and try to get and hope that they score 5-6 goals and you just have them all. So you're going to play Salah plus Mane plus Trent Alexander-Arnold plus Robertson plus Van Dijk plus the goalkeeper. I mean, like you do yeah. something like that. Or you play something like Gabriel Jesus, Sterling. You know, you build five guys from Man City, including Ederson and Cancelo, and then have like two cheap punt plays in the rest of your lineup. To me, I think that's the approach. Or, and then in that lineup, you're putting in like your one-off is Timu Pukki, right? Your one-off is Ashley Barnes. Your one-off, you go down the list and you go see, Martin Odegaard or something like that. You're like some midfielder, 5,500. Or that's where you're putting Dennis or Solis or Cucho Hernandez or mm-hmm. something like that in your lineup. But I'm less likely to play, like, on this slate, I'm less likely to play a Palace or a Southampton player. I think both of those teams will be low-owned. I think Burnley will be low-owned also. I think it's more likely people play Watford and Norwich players, obviously,
for sure,
over Burnley. But, you know, if Arsenal wins, you know, 3-2, like, I'm not shocked. I would be shocked if Burnley won this game. I mean, the way that Arsenal has been playing. So, like, if you want to play an $8,000 Dwight McNeil, like, this is the time to get him at 1% ownership. But even, like, a guy like Gudmundsson, like, pairing, like, Gudmundsson and Wood together with maybe one of their fullbacks and Pope, like no one's going to have the Burnley type of stack, something like that. And if Arsenal shoot a bunch, Pope could be the highest scoring goalkeeper on the entire slate.
For sure.
But I mean, obviously these Burnley players don't have high ceilings because they're not much of an attacking team. But do you think the other way to go would be to kind of stack the Norwich Watford game?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go with it, but it feels like you need, I mean, it's not, it doesn't feel. You need Man City and Liverpool to disappoint. And when both of them are such huge favorites, like, I don't know. It seems like
I know what you're saying, Andrew. If only one of these two games were on the slate, you could say, oh, maybe Liverpool only win 1-0 and you right. don't need him. Maybe only Man City win 1-0 and you don't need him. But now you need both of them to go 1-0 and you don't need, right. Like the likelihood of like, one of these two games putting up 3+ goals on one side is much higher since there's two of them now.
Right.
Or you could think like an optimist, Andrew, and go, well, Liverpool and Man City do win 3-0, but Norwich Watford goes 5-3.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's very unlikely that 8 goals get scored right. in the game. But obviously, it's the lowest total game on the slate. But weirder things have happened.
Sure. It just feels like soccer GPPs aren't big enough for us to do that. Although realistically, if you are building lineups, let's just say to score the most points and forgetting about ownership completely, like you're stacking Man City, you're stacking Liverpool, is stacking Arsenal ahead of stacking Watford Norwich?
No, I think based on prices, I think that the goal difference is, like, we look at implied goals on the cheat sheet. Arsenal is 1.64. Norwich is 1.4.
Yeah.
And Norwich is much cheaper than Arsenal. So, like, that to me, I view the Norwich stack higher than Arsenal only because of pricing.
You can get more of it, yeah.
Right, you get more, right. I mean, it seems obvious to me. And then also, Watford is not that expensive. I don't think it's nuts to play Pukki, Rijsica, Dennis, Saar. Or Cucho Hernandez, or, you know, and you're not playing any defenders or goalkeepers because obviously the game is, it's 2-2 or something.
Yeah.
And then you play, and then in that lineup, you could just play the full Liverpool defensive stack, right? TAA, yeah. Robertson, Allison, and then someone in a utility spot, and then there you go. As long as you get a 2-2 game in Norwich Watford and it goes through those guys, like if Liverpool and Man City both score 3 goals and it's all spread out. Like you have all those, you're going to have all those points from your Norwich and Watford players to match them.
To
match them. Now, obviously, if one of the players in Liverpool and Man City scored, you know, we get a Raheem Sterling 2-goal, 1-assist game. I mean, yeah, you're going to need him, right? If Mane or Salah goes out and puts up a hat trick, you're going to need him, right? But it could be, but these teams are spread out enough. I think especially Man City is spread out enough. And with the substitutes, hey, it could be Man City 4-0 and three of the goals come from substitutes.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it could be they lead 1-0 at the half. Then at the 65th minute, they make three substitutions. And then those guys score. And then you're sitting around. And then what ends up happening is you look at the $20 back heel or whatever. And then some guy has a Bernardo Silva lineup that they forgot to change beforehand. And that's in first place.
I would not recommend playing subs for Man City on this slate.
I don't recommend ever playing subs.
Sometimes in showdown, certainly not a classic slate.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right. So what's weird about Man City is that based on their prices, I mean, we've said this, like one goal probably doesn't kill you, meaning if you don't have the guy, but you're almost like you can't even roster one of the Man City guys thinking like, oh, he's going to score two or three. Like it's not Ronaldo, you know, it's not Neymar. Like the goals can come from anywhere, but I feel like Liverpool, I just feel like ownership is just going to be so stacked on Salah because he's the guy and Man City doesn't necessarily have that.
Well, isn't the leverage then to play the weird people on Liverpool, play for a Joel Matip header goal, play for a Fabinho, you know, out of the back. I mean, Thiago is 6,200. Why is he so expensive?
But you can play those guys with Salah. Like, I'm not sure you're not fading Salah to get right. Fabinho.
First off, why is Thiago still forward eligible? And why is he 6,200?
The 6,200 thing is, I don't know what the algorithm has. There must be another Thiago somewhere else who's just killing it. And it's working. His numbers are working into the...
Is it taking his Bayern stats like way too much into account?
I don't think he ever scored a goal for Bayern. Like, he didn't do anything there.
No, but the point is that like if they say, well, we have the historical data on Thiago, whatever, it's like, well, shouldn't you have the historical data on Conor Gallagher so he shouldn't be 6,800 also? I mean, like you can't say one without the other. I mean,
Thiago might have had a huge game for Spain once against the Faroe Islands, and maybe that's throwing. Right. I don't know.
But you can play, hey, if you want to play a differential, that's for Liverpool, and you go, Thiago Brace, let's do it, 6,200.
Yeah.
Even though, he's legitimately twice as overpriced as you should. I mean, legitimately, mm-hmm. He's a $3,200 midfielder.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's priced at 6,200. And he's forward eligible.
Yeah, right. The forward eligibility, I don't know.
Oh, when you're looking at this and you go, oh, I'll definitely play Jordan Henderson over him. You know you got a problem.
I just don't see the Liverpool midfielders doing it. I think that what will be interesting is if we get like a full clown car, Minamino and Oxlade-Chamberlain, like what do you do then? Because obviously the win odds probably don't change that much because Liverpool's still much better. And the implied goal total probably doesn't like change that much. But like, are you going to play those guys or do you just say now it's easier for me not to play Liverpool other than the fullbacks, assuming the fullbacks are even in?
No, it makes it easier for me to play Liverpool because they'll be cheaper. Now, it doesn't mean I play them in cash. I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like if Origi's in, like look at his past Champions League. I played Origi.
You're going to be talking about Origi all season now because of this ridiculous game.
3,900. He's 5,700 now. But I mean, yeah, no, if they're cheaper, I'm more likely to stack them. Yeah, so that's definitely the case. But I mean, I think no matter what Mane starts, if he didn't play the Champions League. He didn't start in the Champions League game. I'm assuming they're doing that to rotate. So like, like worst case scenario, you still have a $10,000 Mane. But I mean, the general concept that we're talking about is finding the guys on the high, like Liverpool and Man City, they have high totals. That the goals just don't happen to go that way. We do that in NFL DFS of like, oh, the running back is the 30% owned and you play the 5% owned wide receiver of the same team and go, well, the rushing game didn't work and the passing game worked. So like, that's what I'm looking for. Like Man City playing Ruben Diaz right? Playing, you know, like a defender goal. But the problem is, at least on Man City's, I don't know who the hell is going to be sending that corner in, that set piece in, that I could get the assist on. Because a lot of times I like pairing the center backs with a set piece taker. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a Kyle Walker goal today. Maybe that happens once every 3 years.
If we do get this, so let's say we get an Origi, Minamino, Oxlade-Chamberlain front three.
Now, I still think Mane plays.
Okay.
Put Humor Mane in one of them. Maybe Mane plays instead of Origi.
Sure. Are you, like, getting two front players for Liverpool for 8,800? Do you think people take that and they're like, okay, now I can play a bunch of Man City guys? And now you're stacking.
Maybe play Pepe or something. You could do that. I mean, these guys are too. I mean, Oxlade Chamberlain, if he starts, he's 3,800.
Right.
I mean, that's why I said, like, it's not now I don't play any of them. It's like, no, it makes them even more viable now, because if Oxlade Chamberlain was 7,600 and Minamino was 8,900, yeah, then I'd agree with you. But I mean, you're still getting, the total probably will go down. They won't be a minus whatever the hell favorite. But they'll still be like a minus 250 favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's still big, yeah.
Right, it'll still be big, and they'll be cheaper. These are going to be cheaper than Norwich players, so like, why wouldn't I be playing these guys? I mean, Oxlade-Chamberlain would become cash viable at 3,800 if he starts in the front three. I mean, even Minamino at 5,000 would become cash viable at 5,000. If that's the front line. I mean, because why wouldn't you? I mean, like, even if you said they're only playing 75 minutes, but most likely if they're starting, it's because they're rotating and they'll play as long as they can. It's not like, we need to rest Minamino or an Oxlade-Chamberlain. They're just, if they're ahead, the only way they come out of the game is if Liverpool goes down.
Sure.
And they go, okay, now we have to get Salah on, right?
Yeah, we got to stop messing around here.
Right, we got to stop messing around. But if they go up two goals in the first half, like, they'll play 90 minutes, because it's like, when's the next time these guys are going to play, really? So, like, so it's like, I'm not even concerned about their minutes. Or like Naby Keita is in or something like that. The midfield doesn't do much for Liverpool. The midfield for Liverpool, the only team that does less for is PSG.
Yeah.
Boy, they need to really upgrade their midfield.
No, Verratti was hurt. That was the problem.
But he's the only guy. Everyone else, I mean, come on. That's like the worst midfield for a really good team that there ever is.
They just got Wijnaldum. He's, working his way in.
Right.
How many guys for Liverpool have to be out before you pay 6,800 for Conor Gallagher?
It has to be a showdown slate.
And I'm not even sure you play him in showdown.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, not only does how many players have to be out, how many games have to be canceled on the slate?
Right. Right.
No, I'm not playing $6,800 Gallagher. I'm not playing Palace players in general.
Really the question. At what point does Liverpool rotate so much that you're like, maybe I will play somebody from Palace?
I played someone from Palace, it would be a front line. It would be Zaha, Ayew, Benteke,
I don't even think
not you a get set there. Piece taker. I don't care about set pieces.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, with Norwich and Watford, I just don't even think you get to Crystal Palace.
Right.
No matter who starts.
Right. No matter who starts.
And I line up there, you're still not playing Crystal Palace guys.
Right. I'm probably still not playing James McArthur, no.
Right.
The same thing for Southampton. At what point do you play James Ward-Prowse? Not like, what? What's the point? He's 6,500. I mean, like, or Livramento. Like, why would I be playing? Like, Man City's going to have, like, 70% possession this game.
Yeah, there's just more than enough guys to play on the slate that you don't need to force yourself into Southampton guys.
Right, but if you do play guys from these teams, don't play the guys that rely on peripherals.
Right.
Because you're not going to see much. Play Che Adams. Play Armstrong. Play Gineppo or Eniossi. Even if they're overpriced, at least these are the guys that will score on a counterattack. Right? Then you're looking for the goal. You're not looking for, like, what is Livramento going to do? When is he going to be all the way forward? Because on a counter, they're not.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right, like, even if they fall behind, it's not like they're like, oh, they get to attack now. Like, now,
right? If anything, you play the center backs for a set piece. Like, Southampton wins 1-0 on a set piece. You play McCarthy in one of the center backs, and that's the only part of your lineup that you have. Like, then I can understand it. right? If you're playing one of the underdog goalkeepers in GPP,
right?
You go, okay, if I'm going to have to punt with a $2,500 player, let it at least match my goalkeeper. Because you're in GPP, you'd only be playing McCarthy and Guaita if you're playing no Liverpool or no Man City in your lineup. Right. So at that point, why not, you know, play Stevens or Salisu or Anderson or Gwell or whoever the hell that's starting back there.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, even if with a clean sheet, maybe they only score 3 points, but the upside is, you know, a set piece goal or whatever like that. But if they have a clean sheet, most likely you have a good goalkeeper, and most likely you're burning all the teams on the other side of the game. But of course, what ends up happening is that, you know, McCarthy puts up, Liverpool, it's a 0-0 game, or it's a 1-0 game. Crystal Palace win with a substitute goal. Guaita has 10 saves, right? He has 30 points, but Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson are also like optimal because since they've been down, they're down.
Right.
Each of them have 20 crosses and 6 shots assisted. And it's like, oh, yes, the winning lineup. Of course, as we predicted, the two Liverpool defenders and the Crystal Palace goalkeeper.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's playing that now because you just said it.
Well, who says you can't do it? It's the same reason why you play underdog defenders that bomb up and have set pieces. That's why you play Matt Ritchie. It's like, right? Newcastle go down, and then Richie crosses the ball a million times. All right, that was classic. Mark Albrighton was the classic example for Leicester, right?
Leicester like going down was the best thing ever.
Right, when Leicester is up, Albrighton does nothing.
Yeah.
But when Leicester's down, it's just get it to Albrighton, cross the ball in. Get it to Albrighton, cross the ball in. You can say the same thing for Quaresma, right?
Yep.
Right, Quaresma was make
Jesus Navas blush with how much they cross up.
Right. Well, Navas, Man City was usually up. But with Quaresma, sometimes Portugal would be down in games, and it's like, you look at this game log and go, 34 crosses? Really? I mean, he had one game where he had like 28.5 fantasy points with nothing but crosses.
Yeah, it was like 33 inaccurate crosses, so no right. chances created, no shots, no defensive work at all. He was the
then
best.
Then we have Jesus Navas who has scored on a cross.
Yeah. What I was going to say before though, when you were talking about like if you play McCarthy and a center back, you're like if you know you may only get the 3 points from the center back, but getting essentially, I mean McCarthy probably makes a bunch of saves, but even if it's just 13 points between the two of them, like that. That's probably enough leverage because obviously Man City's dead at that point. So that like the 3 points from your defender is okay because you get 10 or 12 or most likely like 20 from your goalie. So like the combined score is probably still enough.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Did we forget anyone? That was a lot of reasonable goalkeeper conversation.
Well, that's for GPP.
I mean, it happens sometimes
with us. In cash games, you just close your eyes and hope for the best. And hopefully, and if you're you, it's whatever the first goal of the slate is. That's what it's. I knew once Sporting Lisbon scored, I'm like, Andrew has a dominant goalkeeper. I know it.
So Jordan mentioned that RotoWire subscription gets you access to these cheat sheets. It also gets you access to our Discord chat where I tell you which goalkeeper I'm playing so that you do not have to play them. But yes, I did play Adon on that slate. Literally wrote Adon in cash and it was like 8 seconds later, Sporting went down. It was amazingly fast. Just awful. But yeah, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Jordan, you can find him on Twitter at Blenderhead. That's Blender HD. I'm at RotoWire Andrew. We're available in the RotoWire Discord, which I was just describing. You can go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. If you're not a subscriber, you should subscribe. Just go to rotowire.com/soccer trial to get a 10-day free trial. And that gets you access to the entire site, but really just come for the soccer stuff. There's more than enough. I think a regular subscription is still about, I think it's $4 a month, $5 a month. It's
way too cheap.
Way too cheap. I agree.
And you get, and also with that, you get all the Champions League stuff, the Europa League stuff. I mean, you get every, I mean, Serie A, I mean, if you're playing DFS soccer and not subscribed to RotoWire, I mean, it's like normally before you had all this stuff here at Roto with all the stats and formations and everything, I had to go to like Who Scored and SofaScore, and you have to like click AI. You have to have like 65 tabs open and click game by game, and you can find the information out. But like, to me, it's just like I go to RotoWire. It's like within, like, oh, who was taking set pieces 3 games ago? I could click on any player's name and find that. I mean, like, I just, like, even on their player pages, it just makes it so much easier. And for what, $4? It's bad business. It probably should be like 10 times as much. But I do, I use it. I'm not just shilling it. It's like, literally, that's like yesterday I was considering playing Europa League, and I'm like, is there a cheat sheet for it? It's like, especially Europa League, because I may not have even heard of some of these teams. And yesterday, and turns out I wake up in the morning, cheat sheet for Europa League. I'm like, oh, if I want to play, I have it all in one place now.
Yeah. If you're skeptical about the cheat sheet, I would say do the 10-day free trial, see what's on the cheat sheet, and take the time on the next slate to put all of that together and see how long it takes.
And if it takes and it's more also not to continue with the sales pitch. It's also all. It's also an ungodly amount of slates.
Right.
Right. Like you go to the cheat sheet now, just to put things into perspective. Okay. I go to the cheat sheet page, and it gives you this little scroll bar. You can see it on the screen.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah.
I get the DK PSV BSV versus SGF showdown. I don't know what
that's the Bundesliga slate today.
Okay. DK Interleague 9-17, FPL Game Week 5, DK Newcastle Leeds Showdown, Yahoo Newcastle versus Leeds, FanDuel Newcastle versus Leeds, So Rare Game World 202 things, and DK Miami versus Red Bull New York Showdown, NEC versus Atlanta Showdown on DK, the FPL All Day on FanDuel, the Wolves versus... You go through Bundesliga for tomorrow, Yahoo's slate tomorrow. I mean, it's like every slate that's available on any site, because obviously it all aligns with the goal scoring odds for the same thing. Same games will still look the same. But as far as the pricing and everything that's there, and the scoring system for the per 90 stats and everything, like, that's, you know, so if you happen, oh, I'm playing the showdown slate 2:30 Serie A, some, you know, AC Milan, something or other, like, yeah. Like you guys got it.
Yeah. So like I was saying, if you try to put all this together and it takes you more than 5 seconds to do it, then the $4 or $5 a month might be worth it to you. That's all. It's just what your time is worth.
And it's going to take you way more than five. I mean, it'll literally take you at minimum a half an hour.
I used to do it manually. There's no way that anyone can do all of these manually for all of these slates in a reasonable time. So definitely check that out. Jordan, thank you very much for that sales pitch. Thank you all for all the fantasy advice, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.